The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
We're going to be talking about not having enough money for the road building programme, as said by Transport Infrastructure Ireland today, about the need for investment in onshore facilities to get wind energy into the country, about one of the major multinationals in this country being unable to get planning permission for another data centre. Once we've spoken to Dr. Cara Augustenberg first, the Assistant Professor in Environment Policy Programme at UCD, about the latest Friends of the Earth assessment of how Ireland's government is achieving its climate goals. Cara, thank you very much for joining us. How well or how badly is the government doing in your view?
Thanks, Matt. Well, this year was an improvement on last year. We've been following the government for the last 4 years, and we've been looking specifically at the nearly 300 commitments that they made in their 2020 program for government on climate and environment. And we've been tracking those and seeing, are they actually living up to what they promised to do? That's not to say it's necessarily enough to move us to sustainable society, but, you know, are they doing what they said they would do? And what we found this year is that they're up to a B- overall in achieving those commitments, up from a C plus last year. And if you look at how well they're progressing, I mean, about 60% of those commitments you could argue have been completed. Another 25% or so are in progress. And then there might be about 13 commitments where you might argue that they've been completely neglected. So what we are concluding is that they're generally doing what they said they would do. And the key now is, as this is probably the last assessment that we'll do before an election is called. So the next government now really needs to build on that work and move beyond it to move us to a really sustainable and healthy environment.
As far as you're concerned, what are they neglecting?
Well, consistently, we look at 9 different categories. That includes energy, climate, transport, buildings, etc. And the 2 areas that they have been consistently weak on would be in the areas of agriculture and forestry, which have gotten poor scores of 4 or 5 out of 10 through the lifetime of the government, and water and marine. And particularly this year, there was a lot of frustration in the marine area because this government has promised for 4 years that they would create legislation to develop marine protected areas, and we've been told that legislation will be imminent for the last 4 years, and yet it still hasn't arrived. So I think that's very frustrating for people who are in that space.
And where do you think in particular has it done well?
This year in particular, we have seen them go above and beyond in the area of nature and biodiversity. So in addition to achieving a lot of the things they said they would do, we saw the Irish government really play a large and positive role at the EU level in making sure that the Nature Restoration Law got passed. And that will have a lot of positive effects in the future in terms of addressing the biodiversity crisis here. So they're up to a score of 7.5 out of 10 this year in nature and biodiversity. In the areas of waste and circular economy and in air quality, we've seen them consistently over the last 4 years actually making good progress to achieve commitments in that area. And I think specifically this year we saw the rollout of the deposit and return scheme. So now Ireland joins about 40 other countries worldwide who have this system, and it brings us one step closer to a circular economy.
These things are important, but are they the easy wins, Cara? Are these the things that require little money and also perhaps less official interaction to do?
No, I would disagree with that, Matt. I mean, I would say that maybe the first year, you know, it was the quick wins. It was revising the climate legislation, you know, passing a new climate law, new carbon budgets and everything. But now, obviously, as the government has gone on, we, the judges, have expected them to do more. So they've been there 4 years and they certainly have done more, but they're behind in other things. And, you know, we're not perfect in every area. So it is definitely a mixed bag, but definitely they've done a majority of what they said they would do.
Noel Kniff is with us as well, the Chief Executive of Wind Energy Ireland. What do you make of all of this, Noel? Because separately today, you've launched your pre-budget submission and you've been very critical of the government in not providing the supports, particularly in our ports in Ireland, to allow for the windshore energy to be brought back into the country.
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much for having me. I think a lot of Cara's recommendations that are coming out in the report are actually quite aligned with what we're also calling for today in our pre-budget submission. As you mentioned, Matt, I think one of the big wins that we have in Ireland is the advantage of offshore wind energy. We're one of the windiest countries on the entire planet. We have a sea area that is many times our land area. So our potential for offshore wind is enormous. But we have a big problem, and that problem is there is no port within Ireland that can currently build offshore wind farms. The only port on the island is in Belfast, and with the best will in the world, with Belfast operating at full tilt, delivering Irish offshore wind farms, we will simply not be able to build enough of them to deliver our 2030 targets and beyond. So today we are calling on the government to invest in our ports, so that we can create jobs in Cork, in Limerick, and in Wexford, instead of having Ireland's offshore wind farms being built from Britain and France.
Because also today we see that South Dublin County Council has refused planning permission to Google for a new data centre at Grange Castle Business Park in South Dublin, saying that the existing insufficient capacity in the electricity network and the lack of significant on-site renewable energy to power the data centre are among the reasons for refusal. But if we were getting the wind energy coming in greater quantity, would we be able then to facilitate the likes of these data centres which support the companies which are bringing in such tax revenues for the country?
I think that's exactly it, Matt. So in our pre-budget submission, we've also called out two other areas. So that's investment in electricity infrastructure. We really need a massive new upgrade to Ireland's electricity grid. We built out our grid very strongly in the last century, from the 1950s right up to the 1990s, but since then we've stagnated, and we have used up all of the excess capacity that was there because of that investment in the last century. Now we need a new level of investment in grid, in electricity storage. And then the other point, Matt, is the renewable energy that we need then to power these large energy users or homes and businesses as they electrify as part of our economy. While offshore wind energy is going to play a huge role in that at the latter half of this decade and into the 2030s, it's really onshore wind and solar energy that we need over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And we're simply not getting enough of those projects through Ireland's planning system.
What do you make of that as an environmentalist, Dr. Cara Augustenberg?
Well, I think the difference between the issues that Noel is discussing and the great work that Wind Energy Ireland has done and the report card assessment is that we're looking back at the things that the government promised that they would do. And a lot of the issues that Noel's raised are really important issues and are going to make it very challenging for us to achieve our carbon budgets if we don't address them. But they're not things that appear in the program for government. Largely, they're things that have arisen or obstacles that have arisen around planning that the next government really, really needs to take a hard look at immediately when they begin their work.
Okay, but there's something else that came up today. Transport Infrastructure Ireland has called for multi-annual funding allocation to give a certainty for the years ahead, because it points out there's only two major road projects advanced at present, and people who want, for example, the motorway between Cork and Limerick are going to be disappointed by the amount of time it takes. Now, I know the construction of roads requires an awful lot of carbon emission, particularly the laying of the roads, and then the cars and trucks and buses travel on it. But if we are moving towards having an electrified motor fleet, surely we need the roads to be built on to allow for those cars to operate.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to disagree that the Limerick to Cork motorway actually needs, there's safety issues around that, and it certainly needs upgrading. But, you know, the overall picture is, does it comply with carbon budgets? And I think that's the bigger concern. We're going to have to develop more roads, but we also need to be including public transport in that and looking at, you know, the bigger picture around that. But what Transport Infrastructure Ireland is raising around multi-annual funding is an issue we've seen across a lot of different environmental areas. It's something we've seen a lot of in the water sector in particular. There's a commitment that Ishka Aran should have multiple annual funding to be able to deal with leaks and improving our infrastructure in water. Our budget system doesn't allow for that, and maybe that's something that Noel can address regarding the Wind Energy Ireland pre-budget submission, that really multi-annual funding is a big issue for all of our infrastructure, including the kind of infrastructure we need to adapt to climate change and to address our emissions.
Do you want to comment on that, Noel, to finish?
I'd agree with Cara on that, Matt. Many of the energy projects that we're looking at for Ireland's future are 10 to 15 year timeframe projects. It takes that long to get through planning, to source financing for them, and then ultimately to construct them. So Ireland needs to move away from a year by year thinking when it comes to planning for our budget, when it comes to climate action. It needs to be multi-annual.
Thank you very much, Noel Kniff from Wind Energy Ireland, Dr. Cara Augustenberg from the Environmental Policy Programme at UCD, and also involved in this Friends of the Earth assessment of the government's environmental performance.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.